This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I had house guests recently in from New York. You know the kind, sophisticated urban know-it-alls, people who dismiss the celebrity-saturated vibe of L.A. with airy declarations like, celebrities, who cares? And I wouldn't know Julia Roberts if she was standing right in front of me. And listen, we're totally not interested in creepy show business sleaze. Seriously, we don't care. I wasn't convinced, of course, but what could I do? There's one thing I've learned about sophisticated New Yorkers is that they're just as shallow and starstruck, if not somehow shallower and starstrucker, than anyone else in America. But they'll never admit it. And that's the second thing I've learned about sophisticated New Yorkers. But I took them at their word. I planned out a nice, low-key, distinctly un-Hollywood week. Big mistake. The first few days of their visit went well. They strolled the Venice canals, went to the Getty, hung out at the beach. But at lunch, I noticed their eyes darting around, scanning the crowds for familiar faces. And going out to dinner was worse. You know, there's nothing more awkward or obvious than someone swiveling in his seat, craning his neck, while trying hard not to swivel in his seat or crane his neck. I mean, the whole thing was nerve-wracking. "Look," I said one night, "I'm pretty sure there's no one famous here in the restaurant, but if you're really interested, scan the room the way the locals do. Just get up and go to the bathroom. Take the long way there. Then on the way back, take a different but equally roundabout way. Check out the corner tables and anyone in a baseball cap. If you happen to catch the eye of someone famous, just raise your eyebrows in greeting and look quickly away. They'll think you're someone important or someone they're supposed to know." They both rolled their eyes. "We don't care about seeing a lot of shallow Hollywood types, okay? Okay?" "All right," I said, not believing a word of it. "Then I won't even suggest taking you guys to a premiere party tonight." "Oh, well, that might be fun, you know, in a Margaret Mead kind of way." "Are you kidding? It's for a terrible movie. It'll just be filled with the worst kinds of celebrities and hangers-on. You'll both be miserable. I thought that maybe today we could drive up to Santa Barbara, go to the beach, have lunch at La Superica. What do you think?" Well, outmaneuvered, what could they say? So we drove up to Santa Barbara, had a fantastic lunch, spent the rest of the afternoon at the beach. It was a perfect day, a perfect celebrity-less day. And that night, speeding home, I suddenly felt guilty. "Anybody up for sushi?" I asked. I know a place in Malibu that's awfully good, but I don't want to ruin your last night here, but I've got to be honest. It's a pretty hot place. There'll be a lot of stars there. I mean, if that's okay." I was treated to shrugs and general nonchalance, but I could sense electricity in the air. "The last time I went to this place, I had just come back from the beach. I had the dog with me. He was wet and sandy, so I tied him up outside while I ate. And do you know who sat out there with him and kept him company?"
"Who?"
"Jennifer Aniston. She's a super nice person." "Ah, on second thought, it's kind of a scene. Let's go somewhere more low-key." You could hear the shrieks throughout the canyon. So we went to the restaurant, and it was packed with people, with People magazine people. My friends glowed. "You know," I said between mouthfuls of miso cod, "if you guys had just been honest with me from the beginning and told me you wanted to see famous people, we could have come here on the first night." "What are you talking about?" they asked. "And who's that in the baseball cap?" And then they both stood up and took the long way to the bathroom. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we won't say congratulations. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at kcrw.com.